T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. How have you guys been doing this all week? It is bitterly cold.
Oh, come on.
This
get
is
over
terrible.
It. You get out of your, you walk to your car. It's warm. You're outside for 15 seconds.
20, maybe 30.
20 seconds. You walk inside. You're outside for another 10 seconds.
John, it's cold.
It is cold.
I still have that Caribbean air that I had last week, and I'm like, what is this?
Soft that fast?
What did I walk back into? Good morning, John Jansen, Heather Park. Heather, how are you?
Fabulous. Nice and warm. Not complaining at all about the cold.
Yes. No commute. No outside senses right now. It's a shame that you've lost so much of your tan.
I know, right?
In the last, what, week?
I never hear the end of this.
Seriously, I saw you, what, Tuesday or something like that?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. How much sunblock do you use? Like, do you ever get vitamin D from, like, natural sources?
Yes.
Other than milk?
Yes, John. I go for walks, like, every day, including yesterday in this stupid cold weather. I get outside. But when we were on vacation.
A lot of vitamin D to be had yesterday.
Yeah right.
You drink blood.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, we applied a lot of sunscreen.
Your canines are a little bit long.
apparently, I'll lay off the sunscreen. I'll come back like as a lobster one of these trips.
No, I appreciate the no tan. Take care of your skin.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. Yeah.
Someone's got my back. Don't get skin cancer. There we go.
Yeah. Someone's got your back. Who was wiping the lotion on your back? Does your wife still do that for you?
Yeah, we help each other out. What do you want to say?
It's not exactly like he can do it himself. It's tough to reach there.
Yeah, come on, John. I mean, come on. It's awkward.
It is awkward. Yes.
I see we have here, what's worse, 90 and humid or 10 and a negative wind chill? That's how we want to start today?
Yeah, well, when you go outside and the wind chill is, what is the wind chill today? I don't even know if it's, I did see along 696, the video boards all had, hey, alert, it's a wind chill warning today. So I got to imagine it's sub-zero.
It's going away early this morning. I don't think it got quite as cold as they said it was from a wind chill perspective, but I do think today is one of the coldest mornings for the common commuter. Meaning, like, when we had those real bad days around Christmas, a lot of people were off.
Right.
You do walk out this morning, and after the entire week, I'm kind of with cookies here.
It feels like -6. It's saying.
It felt like a slap in the face this morning.
I don't know. Earlier in the week, it was, so it says it's 8 degrees right now. And earlier in the week, I got in my truck. I know it was like 3 degrees, and you had mentioned it was colder when you got in your car down south, and it just feels like today when I walked, I expected it to be colder.
It's just the totality of the week for me.
That was Friday.
It was just every morning, you know, going out into it, and it's so dark and. You know, I'm ready. It's been light later.
Yeah, we're starting to gain some daylight.
Mm-hmm. And that tease is coming.
Did you do what I did? You get out of the car, you do a little jog to the door. You're like, yeah, I'm going to just put a little pep in the step. I don't want to be out in this any longer than I have to. Yes, John, maybe it was all of 15 seconds, but it's cold.
Come on.
It's cold.
It is going to get a little bit cooler before it warms up, but, I mean, shoot, next week it looks like it's going to be almost 50 degrees.
Yeah, no, we're going to turn the corner. I mean, there's talk that this might be the last super cold day.
You'll appreciate this.
It's been a very mild winter.
It has been. The last leg of the cruise, we were in the Bahamas, and it was 75 degrees, and you had people complaining about how cold it was. And I'm like, you guys are not from the Midwest.
Oh, no.
These people, because we got spoiled. You know, it's 90 and it's Caribbean. And then the last day in the Bahamas, it's 75 with some wind. And you would have thought, like, put on a hat and gloves. We got to get back to the ship.
I know. I was in Southern California before the bowl game. Yeah. And it was like, I don't know, 62, 63 degrees. It's a little bit hazy, a little mist. I'm wearing shorts and a T-shirt. And everybody else around literally are wearing puffy jackets. And they're like, oh, my gosh, it's so cold. Please.
It's just how you get acclimated to things, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so answer the question quick. You taking today or 92 and humid?
I'll take today every day of the year.
Too. I will, too.
There's no question, especially as a big guy. All right, when it's 90 and humid, there's only so much I can take off to try and cool off before people are grossed out. Right now, you could put on as much as you want to try and stay warm and comfortable, and you can get there.
90 and humid all day long. Yes, give me the heat. I can't handle. I'm not made for cold weather. I'm just not. I'm not made for Michigan. I'm not made for cold weather. I want the heat. I can get in a pool. I can take off all my clothes if I have to.
Oh.
I'd rather take things off than have to layer. Like, I don't want to have to, like, layer everything on. Nope. Give me the heat.
Greg, was that your explanation? You were going to go nude as well?
No. I do take 90 humid, and here's the factor is. When it's 10 degrees, you don't want to move. You can't move when it's this cold.
Oh, that's not true.
All you're doing is just bundling up
and
just shivering.
I'll say
when it's 90 degrees and humid, your muscles open up, you can move, you're fluid, it's good. Like, I thought about this, like, when there was a day that we're talking about, like the high 80s humid day, and I did a yoga class and I walked out and I could feel the heat and the humidity and just feel like my muscles opening up and like just the relaxation of being able to move my body, and that felt good. And I'll take that over shivering and being cold and just not wanting to move.
I don't want to move in 90 and humid. I don't want to be outside in it unless literally I'm at a pool and I don't have to move or whatever.
Right, yeah. It's a stack of T-shirts in my back seat because I got to change my shirt every 15 minutes.
So we're going to let Costa break the tie.
Just take it off.
I'm with you two guys.
Wait, let me scenario, though. Okay, right now, John, there's a frozen pond across the street. And it's in this current weather.
Yeah.
Give me my skates. I'll go out there, and within 2 minutes, I'll be warm and having fun shooting the puck around the ice. And meanwhile, you'll have your fishing pole.
Give me my auger. It's in the back of my truck. Let's go.
That's how you get through the ice. It's an auger.
Yeah.
And then, so are you with us?
Yeah, because you can bundle up a lot easier. It's easier to warm yourself up than it is to cool yourself down.
And
so
this is part of the exercise that I go through is, and I would prefer to ice fish than boat fish. I love being on a boat, but if I can go out, if it's 10 degrees, and in fact, if it's ice fishing, I want it to be colder because when I drag the shanty out there, I'll be sweating my, you-know-what's off, get in there, and I can get nice and warm. When I'm out on the boat and it's 90 degrees, it doesn't matter if I've got the top up or what. I just cannot get out of the heat.
And again, the key here is humidity, too. We're not saying, 85, okay. Humid, sticky. Nobody wants to feel sticky.
Sweaty and stanky.
No, and then there's wind chill today. I mean, if you're out there, you need to put on some gloves. My bald head would need a hat.
So if you want to weigh in, 248-539-9797.
That's right,
needs sunscreen. Texter says Jim's natural coloring is described as see-through. That's from John in Lake Orion,
see-through,
who is up with us this morning. You guys can ticket text in, call in as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.